based on historic results that show Canada has won 36 world titles, 25 more than the next best country, Canada's Brad Gushue, who defeated Saskatchewan's Mike McEwen for the 2024 Brier title, should win this year's Men's World Curling Championship in Schaffhausen, Switzerland. Based on recent history, however, the odds on favorite to win the event that starts this weekend would be Niklas Edin of Sweden, who has won 4 of the past 5 titles. But based on current excellence, the favorite should be Italy's Joel Ritornas, who skips the number 1 ranked team in the world. And if recent play in the Grand Slam of curling events should be considered, watch out for Bruce Mowat's Scottish entry. Then there's the U.S., which won the Olympic gold medal in men's curling in 2018 and will send veteran John Schuster to this year's Worlds. And if home ice advantage is at all a factor, then watch out for the Swiss entry skipped by Yannick Schwaller. In other words, it's wide open. The oddsmakers in Vegas would be perplexed about setting gambling lines, but one thing is for sure. The curling talent gathering in Schaffhausen should guarantee a great event. Gushue will wear Canada's colors for the 6th time, and 3rd straight. The game hasn't been kind to him at the Worlds, however, with only one championship to his credit. But he is the most experienced Canadian skip and with rinkmates Mark Nichols, EJ Harnden and Jeff Walker, a podium finish is almost guaranteed. Besides his lone world championship, Gushue also has 3 runners-up finishes, all to Edin, which is the foundation for one of the sport's great all-time rivalries. Ritornas won 4 Bonspiels this season, 3 on the Grand Slam circuit in Canada and 1 in Europe, the Baden Masters. Winning the world title this year would be an astounding accomplishment, considering Italy is one of 5 countries to have never won at the world level. Germany, Denmark, Finland and France are the others. As well, the next Winter Olympic Games will be held in February 2026, in Milan, Italy, and what a special treat it would be for Ritornas to represent his country knowing he has a world title on his resume. Scotland and Sweden can never be counted out at the World Championship. Edin has won 6 world championships and Mowat, the Scottish rep, is the defending world champ. Strange how Scotland picks its representative. Mowat lost in the semi-finals of the Scottish Championship, eventually won by Ross White. But Scottish curling decided that Mowat should represent the country at the world event. And if the Swedish, Italian, Scottish, Swiss and American competitors weren't enough to give Gushue sleepless nights, rinks representing South Korea and Japan have been showing great improvement in recent years. It's a wide-open competition, and Gushue is 43 years old and nearing the end of his dominant days, so Canadian curling fans will be rooting for him to add one more title to his resume. RJ Curry of Sportsdeek.com. Sabres number 1 goalie Jukka-Pekka Luukkonen was listed as day-to-day with a lower body injury. I haven't seen that Mekes connected to one name since Roger Clemens was pitching for the Red Sox. Another one from Curry. Metro UK reports Thai veterinarians removed 915 coins from a zoo sea turtle, which couldn't swim due to the weight. It's a rare case of actually having too much money to stay afloat. Comedy writer Gary Bachman. Watching hockey makes me hungry. Every time icing is called I crave cake. Retired NBA great Shaquille O'Neal. I don't believe in pressure. Pressure is when you don't know where your next meal is coming from. Comedy writer Brad Dixon of Omaha. Mike Tyson is going to fight Jake Paul. And I thought Biden versus Trump was depressing. Janice Huff of LeftCoastSportsBabe.com. Linebacker Eric Kendricks turned down the SF 49ers to join the Dallas Cowboys as a free agent. Money? Or does Kendricks just like to have his Februaries off? Janice Huff again. Rob Manfred almost makes me do the impossible. Miss Bud Selig. Political insider George Conway, on reports that Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers may be the VP choice for third-party candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. Are you suggesting that RFK Jr.'s campaign could end with a bad pick? Super 70s Sports. Quoting record-breaking punter Dave Jennings of the New York Jets. I'd like to thank my quarterbacks for playing awful on third down pretty much my whole career. I couldn't have done it without them. Steve Simmons of the Toronto Sun, in honor of St. Patrick's Day. My all-time list of Patricks. Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Waugh, Patrick Kane, Dan Patrick, Patrick Ewing, Patrick Chan, Pat Riley, Craig Patrick, Lester Patrick. Another one from Super 70s Sports. On this day in 1994, the Penguins score a big win on Davy Crockett Coonskin Cap Night, Hang On, being told that's just Jaromir Jagr's hair. Care to comment? Email brucebenton2003@yahoo.ca. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.